This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode number 340, recorded Wednesday, March 8th, 2017. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Welcome to another episode of the Android Buffet Podcast. And Jerry, you had some sort of question for me?
Pizza.
What about pizza?
I don't know. What about pizza?
Well, let's see. Pizza was originally a food for the poor, and it has become mainstream.
Cool.
There are many different types of pizza. There are people who swear by New York pizza and claim it is due to the water.
Y'all need thicker.
Thicker than what?
Thicker than you have.
When was the last time you had a New York pizza?
With you.
But it wasn't in New York, so it doesn't count.
What?
You've never been to visit me.
I haven't.
No, we had a New York pizza in Charlotte, North Carolina.
But it was still a New York pizza.
But it wasn't in New York. That's like saying I had a Chicago pizza here in New York. It may be Chicago-like, but it was not in Chicago. What do you prefer in Chicago? Stuffed crust or, excuse me, not stuffed crust, stuffed or deep dish?
Are they mutually exclusive?
No.
One has to deal with the crust and the other has to deal with the depth of the pizza.
I haven't had a real Chicago stuffed pizza since the last time I was at Giordano's.
I mean, you could have a deep dish stuffed.
I suppose. What other types of pizza interest you? I remember when I went to Italy, I had a quattro formaggio.
So, my question for you is, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, back in the old days, we occasionally had this spinoff called Flying Bathtubs, where we would talk about everything else.
Sure.
It was a slow news week. I thought it would be an interesting experiment to talk about something else.
Cool. So, what are we going to talk about?
Well, yesterday I got the Google Assistant. Have you tried that?
I haven't. I haven't gotten it.
How do you know?
I don't know. How would I know if I knew?
Hold down your home button.
Okay. It goes to the Google Now stuff.
Okay, so you haven't gotten it. But if I hold down my Google Home button, hello. Nice of it, isn't it?
So mine would say, hi, Jeer.
So what do you want me to ask my personal assistant?
What time of day is your next dentist?
What time of day is my next dentist appointment? When is my next appointment to see the dentist? Really? I have a dental appointment. I make one at the end of every previous dental appointment.
Okay, how about this? When is the next full solar eclipse?
When is the next full solar eclipse? Did you get that?
No,
Really? I had it right next to the microphone.
Okay.
Apparently August 21st, 2017.
Oh, that's shortly. Oh, yeah, that's right. So I told my... okay, so you know the band for where you can actually see a full solar eclipse is actually kind of narrow, right? And it's going to be passing through Charleston. It's like the closest one. So I told my wife that, hey, August 21st, let's go up to Charleston. And she was very suspicious. She was asking me, you know, that's a very specific day for a very odd journey. What's up? I said, no, it's a surprise. It's a surprise, but it'll be great. We'll take Christy out of school. We'll go up for a day trip, and we'll go to Charleston. Yep.
You can say things like, set a reminder, show my reminders, see more options.
Do you know who Jerry Jones is?
This came back from...
That's not helpful. What is Android Buffet?
I found a few planes in 12.1 miles.
Oh, I can go to a buffet. Oh, well, needs work. But do you want a personal digital assistant, Jerry?
Not so much.
Why not?
Because I have a hard enough time assisting myself. If I had a digital assistant, I would just have to manage that assistant.
Yeah, you'd become management automatically.
Yeah. I'm not sure I want to be management. I like being...
I miss being not management. Although I think management was just sort of an excuse to not pay me overtime.
Did you know...
No.
...while we're doing flying bathtub stuff?
Yeah.
I got a drone over the weekend. Well, those little quadcopter things.
Well, where did you fly it?
In my backyard.
Did you enjoy it?
It's surprisingly difficult to control.
You should take a class.
They offer. But it's something that my wife enjoys and my daughter enjoys, and we all enjoy flying it. My daughter enjoyed flying it so much that today was like our fourth day of going out and flying it. She flew it into the neighbor's yard and beyond. We have no idea.
How much does this drone cost?
The part that I lost, the drone and a battery and blade guards, I ordered replacements for all of that for $30. On Amazon. What I originally got that had the controller, some extra blade, you know, various sundries, extra batteries, was 70. But replacing the part that flew away is going to be was $30, so not bad. I eventually want to get a sophisticated drone like a Phantom or something like that, but I thought it'd be a good idea to learn on something cheaper. And apparently, it was a good idea.
But I am told they do have courses.
I did not know about that. I'm going to have to see if they have drone courses.
Well, you have to find one locally.
Drone flying courses, Jacksonville. Drone schools in Florida. Emery Riddle, Dart Drone. There's one down in Orlando.
Just don't fly your drone at Disney.
Why not?
I think they have rules about that sort of thing.
Ah, the FAA has rules.
Yeah.
Apparently, Emery Riddle has like a Bachelor of Science in Unmanned Aircraft System Science.
Wow. That seems a bit over learning how to fly your drone. I thought there might be a nice continuing ed course for it.
Yeah, it's probably more than I need. But according to the FAA, I don't need a license unless I'm going to fly it commercially. Although, did you know that if your drone weighs over 0.55 pounds, you have to register it with the FAA?
No, I've never owned a drone.
Apparently, it's true. So if like the little X5C that I had, you know, weighs like nothing, so I don't have to register it. But if I was to get a Phantom, you know, that weighs 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 pounds, I would have to register. And check this out. Also interesting. Did you know that if you're going to fly within 5 miles of an airport, you have to notify air traffic control?
I was told that after some incidents.
But did you know that they can't stop you? Like, yeah. you can't call the air traffic control and you tell them, yeah, I'm going to be flying a drone at this place. Air traffic control can't tell you no. Well, they can tell you that they don't want you to, but still can fly. Your job is just to notify them. Oh. I thought.
Well, it's somewhat controversial, the whole drone thing.
What would you say is controversial about it?
There are people who are concerned because drones can be a safety and have caused some minor incidents. And they can be a privacy hazard because you can fly out and watch people in their own backyards.
Well, I believe that any technology has negative potential.
I agree with you, and that's why there's concern.
My question is, and this apparently has not been decided yet. Okay, if I'm flying my drone, and then I go over, you know, I pop over your fence, and I, you know, I'm like flying my drone like 2 or 3 feet off the ground, and I'm flying it around in your backyard. I think that's reasonable to say that's trespassing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now if I'm 1,000 feet up, and I'm flying over your backyard, is that trespassing?
Are you aiming your camera at me?
Well, I don't have to be over your property to aim a camera at. And let's just say there's no cameras at all.
It could be a safety hazard.
No, but I'm not asking about safety hazard. I'm asking trespassing.
Not technically, no.
Okay, where is the limit? How high above the ground do I need to before it's no longer trespassing? And I can't find an answer. I had one person tell me 45 feet, but could not provide a source for that.
Well, I'll start with at least has to be higher than your building line. You've heard the term air rights?
No.
The basic idea is that you have a right to the air above your building.
But not forever.
Well, not forever, because no. But
satellite would trespass all the time.
Not forever, but it is true that some people will sell their air rights to other buildings.
Air right. The right to build or develop in the airspace above a property. Okay, but how far up does that go?
Well, I thought that might be a good guideline because people talk about that a lot.
I don't know.
Neither do I.
But I do know that, okay, so the FAA established that navigable airspace is 500 feet. And I know drones have to stay below 400, which kind of makes sense. Cause,
yeah, so where's...
Why is it 500 feet? Wow.
So the question is, where is the line for your drone?
Yep. Where, if I'm flying at 300 feet, am I above property rights? I don't know.
Well, let me ask you a different question. Have you seen any interesting entertainment?
Black Sails is back on.
Which one is that?
It's a TV show.
Yeah. What's that about?
Pirates.
Oh, are they in the Caribbean?
Yeah, that general area.
Oh, so they're Pirates of the Caribbean.
Not really.
They're in the Caribbean and they're pirates. Wouldn't that make them Pirates of the Caribbean?
They're closer to, wait, Nassau is in...
Nassau? The Bahamas?
Okay, so they're closer to the Bahamas.
Isn't that part of the Caribbean?
I don't know.
I thought so.
One of the primary... places in the show is on the island of Nassau.
You can call it Nassau if you want. I call it Nassau.
I don't know, but it's a really good show. I mean, blood and cussing and killing and nudity, but it's a good show.
Well, I was watching some of those new time travel shows.
Like which one?
Well, I like time travel as a concept. So they recently on Sunday they had the pilot for Time After Time, which is basically a series based on the classic 1979. Did you ever see that movie?
No.
I have. It was written by a guy named Nicholas Meyer. He's the one who wrote Star Trek 4 and 6 and 2, you know, the good ones, or at least the good ones in terms of writing.
I do watch some time travel shows, but not. I have not heard of Time After Time.
Well, basically, the premise of the movie, which has gone into the show, is that H.G. Wells is having his meeting where he's telling his friends about his time machine. That was also done in the 1960 movie, The Time Machine. And one of his friends that shows up turns out to be, unknown to him, Jack the Ripper. So he's just told Jack the Ripper how to escape to the future. How's that for a premise?
Odd.
So in both the show and the original movie, what ends up happening is the H.G. Wells chases... There's also a book, too. That I didn't remember. But it is, apparently H.G. Wells chases Jack the Ripper to the present. Now in the movie, which was back in 79, H.G. Wells is played by Malcolm McDowell. And Jack the Ripper, whose name is Dr. John Stevenson, is played by David Warner. Do you remember those two? They're fairly well-known actors.
No, I don't.
Okay. You probably, if you saw them, you'd probably say, I recognize that guy.
Maybe.
So basically, the movie was, interestingly enough, had some of the same humor as Star Trek IV, partly because it was written by the same person. You know, the fish-out-of-water type humor?
I didn't realize fish-out-of-water was a class of humor.
Oh, I'm talking about that type where the humor is based on somebody's lack of understanding of what's going on. So basically now they've spun this off into a show, but instead of the movie, which I believe was filmed on the West Coast, San Francisco or Los Angeles. Oh, no, here it is. It was San Francisco. Sorry, I haven't seen that movie in a while. The current one is going to be set, and the pilot was on Sunday in New York City.
So is it any good? Well, the reviews for the show are not that good.
Well, it's hard to tell. Admittedly, I haven't necessarily been wowed yet, but you know, some of these shows, the pilot is sort of hard to tell. It was at least good enough that I would probably give it a couple of episodes. Then, of course, there's the other time travel show that premiered on Sunday night.
What's that?
That thing called, it's a comedy, Making History. It is basically a somewhat stupid guy who discovers time travel and may have destroyed history by trying to date somebody in the past.
Wow, that's...
Doesn't sound as good. I watched it, and I'm trying to figure out if I hate it or just don't care. I'm willing to give it one more episode to tell me whether or not I should care about it.
I'll check that out. I like comedy, but...
Well, then, earlier in the season, there was also, what was that, Timescape? Which was, guy steals time machine, goes through time, trying to destroy history as part of a vendetta, and the people who stop him.
You mean Timeless?
Was it Timeless or Timescape? Timescape is the Gregory Benford book. You're right, that's Timeless.
I actually enjoy Timeless.
They're
doing that whole demon shift. Do you remember a couple of books called Demon and Freedom TM?
No, you told me to read them, and I never got around to it.
Amazing books. Okay, so anyway, and spoilers, the bad guy, Demon, is the good guy in Freedom TM. And they're kind of doing that shift in Timeless where who was the bad guy at the beginning is actually turning into the good guy.
Well, isn't that life?
No.
I'm going to put that in a different way. Everybody thinks they're the hero of their own story. So even the people who do bad things think that they're doing it for a good reason.
Yeah, but I think this guy is actually trying to, the things that he's his goal, even though, you know, the means may not be good, but the goal is worthwhile.
Well, we'll see what happens.
I like it. It's a show I enjoy.
I believe it finished in with a finale, though. Anyway, it seems like there aren't very many good shows going on right now.
Are you kidding?
What's on there right now that's good?
Oh, geez.
I want to hear the Jerry Jones list.
Okay, so Black Sails is on.
Yeah.
Blacklist.
Is that still on the air? Season.
What?
Is that thing still on the air?
Blacklist is still on the air. And they just started a new spinoff, The Blacklist Redemption.
It was worthy of a spinoff, too.
Yeah. The Blacklist is a great, great show. Probably one of the best.
Well, I do like James Spader, but I just could never get into it. It seemed more like a bad guy of the week type show.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
With arcs that take longer, but yeah, it's basically a bad guy of the week show.
I haven't watched in a while. Did they ever bring back Alan Alda?
I don't know who that is.
He played the old guy? Probably a bad way to describe it. I don't know.
Probably not. But anyway... that just finished up. If you're desperate for something to watch, DC Legends Tomorrow is not bad.
Can you hold for just one second?
Sure.
My apologies for the interruption. Things happen.
they do.
But what about classic television? Being as I haven't found anything going.
No, I still have more shows.
Oh, you still have more shows?
Dude, yes.
I want to hear about these more shows.
Okay, so Elementary is still on.
Oh, I haven't forgiven them for that stupid mistake they made.
Okay.
Did I tell you about that?
For sci-fi, The Expanse is probably the best show. And they just started, when I say just, I'm sure 7 weeks. Their second season. If you like Heroes, then you've got
Agents that show went Shield. Off the air years ago.
Say what?
Heroes went off the air years ago.
Superheroes.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So the Flash is still on. Arrow. Agents. Marvel's Agents of Shield. Supergirl. Those are decent shows, worthy of time of watching if you have the spare time. MacGyver is a really good show.
I tried recording MacGyver. I just couldn't get into it.
It's not Richard Dean Anderson good, but it's still worthwhile. Lethal Weapon is funny.
I have watched Lethal Weapon. I put it into that same category. It's not Richard Dean Anderson good.
Once Upon a Time has come back. They just started their, just came back after break.
How's that doing? I have watched that a few times over the years. Is it worth watching again? It seems like, you know, the longer a show goes on, sometimes it feels like they're stretching a bit.
Well, they're in the middle of season six right now. It's one of those I watch when I have nothing.
Well, early on, I sort of liked the premise. It just seems like it dragged on a lot longer than the original premise.
Okay, we still have Supernatural going on, even though they're in season 12, and this season is just rocking it. They're killing it. This season is excellent.
Well, I tried it about 10 years ago.
Grimm is still on. Sleepy Hollow is still on. If you like the Bad Guy of the Week type shows, then Ransom's pretty good.
What's Ransom?
It's a cop type procedural.
They kidnap somebody every week?
Hostage negotiation.
There are that many hostage negotiations?
TV show. I have as many as they have writers for.
I don't know. Maybe it's just I've soured on new television.
If you like legal stuff, Bull is pretty good.
I have seen Bull. That's diverting at times. I wonder if Dr. Phil really was like that.
I don't know. Sci-fi has a show called The...
I heard about it, but it didn't sound interesting.
It's different. I trudged through the first season. The second season is on, but I haven't watched it. It's kind of stacking up for me.
Well, let's go back to the word trudged. That's what I'm saying. It's not that there aren't shows that I wouldn't necessarily watch. I haven't felt really excited about anything.
iZombie comes back on in few weeks.
Oh, that show's still there?
Yeah, they're starting up season 3.
How much has it been? It's been such a long time. I thought they canceled it.
You thought or you hoped?
I didn't really have an opinion.
I like the show.
I thought it was cute, but again, it's sort of that let's go crack a bunch of jokes type thing.
Yeah.
And only so long you can.
So, if you're not caught up, Suits just finished their sixth
season. That show's still on, too?
Finish it with a cliffhanger. They finished it with Everything's Okay. It's kind of weird.
Last I watched that show, there was just some guy who was pretending to be a lawyer.
Yep.
Is he still doing that?
Not at the end of season 16, or season 6.
I'm behind on a lot of things. But that's what I was saying. Maybe I should try the binge watching thing. You know, pick a show that has that has good reviews, and even though it may be a year or two old or 20 years old, watch that.
Yeah, I mean, I personally like to let shows stack up and then binge watch them.
Well, I'm trying to figure out if I do that, what should I binge watch? I was thinking of going back and watching a show that I never quite got, in the hopes that I might get it the second time.
Do you have Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay, so have you watched the Daredevil season?
No.
Those are good. Stranger Things has got a lot of good reviews. I didn't care for it.
The description sounded a bit... But yeah, let me think.
And I watched the entire first season, but I still didn't... It's just not my bag, but it's got a lot of great reviews.
Well, I was worried about Daredevil because years ago I saw the movie.
The TV show is a lot...
Finally with Darker, I just am looking for writing that interests
me. Maybe, how about Black Mirror?
I've heard about it.
That's a show that will make you think. And
I'm having trouble sleeping now. I heard it was one of those things that you don't want to watch at night. Because you won't be able to get to sleep thinking about the ideas that it makes you think about.
That's a fair judgment.
I've been having trouble sleeping.
It's really, really good.
Anything in comedy? I could use something upbeat. What's funny?
I think Big Bang Theory is entering season 37.
I've seen it. I have mixed feelings about a show that simultaneously talks about something more eclectic, but also uses so many stereotypes. Although I do like Mayim Bialik.
I don't know what that is.
An actress?
Okay, I don't know who that is.
She is on that show. When she was a kid, she had her own television show called Blossom.
Who is she on the show?
The one who plays the lead character's girlfriend.
there's a lead character.
I always thought there was. The one played by Jim Parsons. He isn't the breakout character on that show.
Are you talking about... Okay, so are you talking about Amy?
That would be the character that's played by Matt Bialik.
Then why didn't you just say it's Amy?
I was trying to see if you were paying attention. You don't remember the names of characters on shows that you watch?
Not the names of the actors.
I'm not saying I remember the bit ones, but I usually remember the notable ones.
Okay, I don't.
Okay, do you enjoy that actress?
Not so much.
As an actress or for her other accomplishments?
I don't know of her other accomplishments. She's not one of my favorite characters on the show.
Well, I always thought that was about how they used her. But she's also a neuroscientist. She actually has a PhD.
Okay.
So she's the only person on the show who actually has a doctorate in a science. Oops, dropped something. Anyway, but as I said, I may go and try to find something. For some odd reason, I've been watching reruns of Quincy Medical Examiner, and I don't know why. It was sort of the original CSI, but I don't watch CSI, so I don't know why I would say that. Have you ever seen that show?
Which one? There are several CSIs.
No, Quincy Medical Examiner.
Oh, no.
I find it very interesting. It's one of those shows that airs in reruns on broadcast television, but the show actually had a lot of interesting milestones. It was one of the first ones that used that format of using current and controversial issues as topics for episodes, where there was an attempt to have real science. And oddly enough, the title character never had a first name. Anyway, then at one point I was watching classic British television. But I don't know, I haven't been able to find something lately that really excites me on television. I don't know why that is. Do you think it's because they keep recycling ideas? So it's let's have a show based on a movie?
I think it's because you're hard to play.
Okay, so I turn on the television, it's Lethal Weapon, the show, based on Lethal Weapon, the movie. Time After Time, based on a 1979 movie. Frequency, another time travel show, based on a 1990s movie. Have they run out of ideas that they have to turn every movie into a TV show?
I don't know.
I'm just wondering. But I'd like to hear what people suggest I do. It may just be that I'm feeling in something of a rut, entertainment-wise. Maybe I'll go back and watch the classics. I'm not sure what the classics are, but I'll find some. Anyway, what other exciting things have been happening to you, dear?
I think we've about covered it.
Oh, I'm trying to think if anything exciting has come. Well, I have a holiday over the weekend. That can be exciting.
Is there?
I didn't say you had a holiday. I said I had a holiday.
Oh.
There's one of those Jewish holidays.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the one where you sit around and drink a lot and scream, yell, and wear funny costumes. I hear there's going to be a magician.
Okay.
And next month I'm taking vacation, so I may have to take you on the road with me.
Cool.
We'll work that out next month. And what other exciting things are happening? I'm looking to my left and I'm looking to my right and I'm not seeing anything exciting. I bought a new chair mat, but that's not really exciting either. Maybe I'm just feeling like we need something to shake the show up. Maybe I should invite on a guest. When was the last time we had a guest on the show?
2013?
I'm not sure. It's been a long time, hasn't it?
Yep.
Maybe what we need to make, I'm feeling like I'm in a rut, not just on the show. I'm feeling like I'm in a rut in general. I think I need to change my behavior.
I should start playing Ingress.
Go where?
Dude, you're in like, there are so many portals around you that it's...
Yeah, but I'm busy.
Okay.
Well, let me ask my assistant. 1 second. What can I do?
Here are a couple of, like, quotes from inspiring women or who run the world. Just swipe to see more suggestions.
I can play some music. I can set some timers. I can talk about sports. There's fun. 1 second. I'm bored.
You can play some games.
Random fun.
How many peas are there in a pint? There's one pea.
Ha, ha, ha. Did you know that, Jerry?
I was peeing in a toilet myself.
I usually try to do that, although sometimes they use a urinal. Have you ever wondered why it is that they don't have urinals in homes?
No.
Why not?
Just not a thing I've wondered about. I mean, I'm not saying it's not wonder-worthy, but I haven't made it there yet.
Okay. I'm just wondering about that all of a sudden. It's a specialized type of toilet that 50% of the population uses. Why have I never seen anybody put one in their home? Should I look that up?
I can't even speculate.
Do you realize when I Googled that, it came up with an article, why your home needs a urinal, how to convince your wife or girlfriend that a home urinal is a good idea?
That's funny.
Well, it's nice to know there isn't that. There's really no benefit. You don't use less water. Urinals are more expensive.
On a completely different subject, did you know that Jacksonville Airport got ranked as like number one in customer service in the U.S.?
It's easy to be number one when you're that small. You have less people to complain.
I have like 10 million people that go through our airport every year.
Yeah, small.
Well, we're not the only small airport.
Yeah, you are the most popular smart airport. By the way, I just pulled up a table from the Bureau of Transportation Statistics. Employments in 2015, so not the most current year. But in 2015, 50 million people passed through Atlanta, Georgia. 37 million through Los Angeles, 36 5 through Chicago pair. Let's see where Jacksonville is in the top 50. 1 second. Oh, you're not in the top 50. Sorry. By the way, if you're not in the top 50, 10 million people couldn't have passed through your airport because number 50 had 3.3 million.
Well, that's what the news article said.
Okay. But I'm glad people in Jacksonville are happy. Let's see if I can find this article. Jacksonville International Airport ranked number one in customer service among North American airports.
Although, to be fair, it was a three-way tie.
Oh, you tied with Indianapolis and Billy Bishop Airport? Does anybody even fly into Billy Bishop Airport?
Apparently, yes. If they do, are happy.
Yeah, but the only airline I know that flies there is Porter. Anyway, I'm not going to criticize your airport. It's very quaint. Okay, maybe someday I will visit your airport. I don't know if I'll have a reason, other than visiting my friend in Jacksonville. You know him, right? You.
Oh, yes, I know him.
You're the only person I know in Jacksonville.
There's lots of us here.
I know, but you're the only person I know who I talk to regularly. Although I was having a very long talk about Jacksonville recently because of the Florida East Coast Railway. It operated from Jacksonville down to Miami. And a modern version of it still exists. Anyway, I do have one final question for you, Jerry.
Yes?
Do you think next week I should give you some news?
If there is any.
I don't know. It was a slow week. The only thing I had on my list was an enhancement to Exchange. So I had one thing. Well, I figured I could also talk about problems with getting supplies to build classic arcade machines, but I figured that wasn't enough to sustain the show. Maybe there'll be more this week. So shall we adjourn?
Sure.
Well, I do have one request for the audience. The next time it's a slow news week, does anybody want to pre-send us some discussion topics? We can have them in our back pocket.
But how would they know? It's a...
No, I'm saying they send it to us for a rainy day.
Oh.
So they send us so it's now we pull it out when it's a slow news week. You know, like, how about those, insert name of sports team here, or how about the weather in Peoria? Or, what do you think of the nuclear triad? I'm not sure I want to debate that one, though. So, let's adjourn until next week, and let's see what we have to talk about then.
Alrighty. Well, you have a nice week. Enjoy your pizza.
What pizza?
Wow, that's a problem.
You're talking about the New York pizza?
Sure.
I hadn't planned on having pizza tomorrow.
Well, but maybe this week.
I will be sure to enjoy pizza the next time I have pizza. How about that?
That sounds great.
Okay. Good night, Jerry.
Good night.